release some of the hostages being held by Hamas. More details, srnnews.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's a good chance we will see the warmest 2 days of the year for today and tomorrow before a big change later in the week. Today, I've got us around 81 for the high with a mix of sun and clouds and becoming breezy today. The clouds will be increasing but very mild tonight, low 64. Wednesday's high near 80 with scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then breezy, much colder on Thursday with a high temperature barely up to about 60. That is a huge change. Then a risk of more showers from time to time Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey announced the State Industrial Development Authority has approved over $30 million in grants under the new SEEDS Act to speed the development of much-needed industry-ready sites across the state. Both large-scale sites and smaller industrial parks will benefit from the funding. New details have been released regarding the shooting of a Montgomery judge. 36-year-old Kalfani Hardwick stabbed his father, Circuit Judge Johnny Hardwick, multiple times in the neck and face before shooting his father in the face at his Vanderbilt Drive home. No word on Judge Hardwick's condition at this time. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to help find a hit-and-run driver who killed a woman in Montgomery. 50-year-old Victoria Harris was hit about 10 p.m. on Tuesday, February 20th, in the 1300 block of the East South Boulevard Service Road. The driver fled the scene before police arrived. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey, y'all know about our friends over at Calitrin, what a great product it is, how many people have used it for weight loss, and the positive side effects. But I want to get in touch with Elizabeth over at Calitrin. And Elizabeth, I appreciate you being on, but what exactly is in Calitrin? I get that question all the time.
Well, you know, Calitrin is actually good for you. So you're giving your body back what it is. It's collagen protein and digestive enzymes. And there's different types of collagen protein, too. So this one's working for rebuilding muscle tissue, repair joints. So it's revving up your metabolism naturally, really just turning your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be when you were younger, when you had a lot of collagen protein. So it's an awesome product for health, for weight loss, for sleep, for digestion, overall energy. I'm telling you, you just don't even know how good you can feel when you're doing it the right way. No drugs, no stimulants, just healthy weight loss. So check it out on our website today, toploss.com. You can read up on how it works, the science behind it, and the big sale is up. toploss.com, or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio on this day, a Tuesday here in the heart of God's country, the 27th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good 21 hours since we last visited, and I hope the morning has gone well as well. I'm here. Sky's here. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison is not here.
You know what? There's traffic. I don't know where, traffic. Why, what, when, how, who. It's fine, because you know what?
What?
She'll get here. She'll get here when she can.
She'll get here when she gets here.
Here's the deal. This is another reason why I feel like some of the things that we say in the show, like at the end of the show, y'all are twins.
You think?
Just get here when we can. Sometimes I just shake my head and let y'all go. Because I'm like, wow, okay.
Look, I just understand how the world works.
Oh, okay. Are you saying I don't?
It is the patriarchy's job to be here. And just to make sure the world is safe and set up and prepared for whatever the women want to do when they get around to deciding to do it. And by golly, it is their right. But we better build the building, have the sewer in place, have the power running.
And the coffee maker on.
Do all the dirty, nasty jobs so people can just waltz in and be independent.
Scott.
What? It's not totally wrong, is it?
No, it's not totally wrong, but I would like some credit for knowing how to do electronical stuff.
You are on the, you're right at the, you may be a part of the patriarchy.
You know what, I think I'd like that.
Get here early, do this, do all the stuff.
Have man talk.
Yeah, you do.
Like I engage with man talk with Sky.
Yes.
You know, like dude conversation.
And you'd be willing to work and build some stuff.
We just had some BTS conversations with GP. I mean, you know. There's really kind of no telling what
I
might
do. Look, I will check at the next meeting and see if I can get you some sort of, I don't know all the Latin terms, ex post facto, something, just, you know, honorary man
thank
card.
You, thank you.
An honorary man
but
card.
But I can retain my femininity, right? I mean, is that okay?
I mean, that's why you don't get a full man card.
I don't want a full man card. If I bring in cookies, that would take away my man card.
It would, but the men would do whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'll bring some cookies. Because this Monday, I was supposed to bring cookies, and I didn't because my kids last night ate all the cookies. All the cookies.
And you let them.
And
that's another reason you're not getting a man card, a full-bound man card.
All right.
Because a real man says, that's for my buddies.
I'll make more.
Yeah.
Okay? So. I'll even make more, and the next time we see Sky Mosley.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Sky.
I mean, I'll bring those for him, too.
Scott, do you have any updates for us?
Yes, I do. As many of you know, my wife, Martha, suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm last Thursday. She was airlifted up to UAB, and she had lost consciousness. They performed an operation to relieve the pressure, the bleeding on her brain, and she woke up. And, it's just been a tremendous, amazing series of miracles ever since. She's doing quite well speaking. She's back. And yesterday, Martha, 4 days after a ruptured brain aneurysm, got up out of bed and walked a little bit.
That's ridiculous.
It's incredible. And I want to especially thank all the staff, all the people, everybody at UAB Hospital in Birmingham, everybody that's helped us out by being there around the clock 24/7, and everybody that's prayed. Okay? And I want to give all the glory to God, but I want to explain something. I want to, again, thank you for praying for Martha. And when you pray, it's like this. Luke tells a story, Jesus on the road to Jerusalem, and throngs of people, crowd. And in that crowd, there's this blind beggar by the side of the road. Totally insignificant in this world, especially ignored today because Jesus is coming down the road. The blind beggar cries out to Jesus, and Jesus stopped. And he sought out the man. He said, "What do you want from me?" And the man said, "Lord, I want to see." And Jesus said, "Receive your sight then. Your faith has healed you." So when you pray, and please do pray for Martha, but I need you, when you pray, I need you to believe that what you're praying will be done, because it is by our faith that we are healed.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus will stop for you too. And thank you all. Thanks y'all so much. Well, let's bring this thing on through now. Come on.
Hey, keep bringing it. God bless. Amen, brother.
I mean, how can we
know? No, it's true. That's true. It's absolutely true. Sky, very well said. Very well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And when we are so happy, and for you and your wife, and
we're not done yet.
God has really moved. So no, you're not done yet. But
it's incredible.
Hey.
But wow.
Let's bring
long
it
way down the road already in 4 days.
You better believe
it. I never would have thought it.
I'm telling y'all. I said it from the beginning. I've been telling people, look, I need you to believe with me. I need you. And I'm telling you, I said it then. I say it again. They're going to write a paper about Martha, and it's going to be published in all the medical journals.
Mm.
All right?
You are living out the truth of the name of God, Jehovah Jireh. He has indeed provided.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Guy. Appreciate it. Appreciate the update, brother.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Mm.
As for you, Allison Sinclair, just get here when you can, Allison. Just get here when you can.
You haven't turned my mic on.
I didn't intend for you to say anything. I just wanted to keep.
I'll just sit and be quiet until Scott says I can speak.
Oh,
okay,
you know,
Allison.
I guess you would have.
Let
just
me see if I can ask you a question.
Pre-show conversation.
What did I miss?
Nothing. I mean, you missed. Well, you heard all the Sky things.
No, I knew I would walk in.
We greeted people.
And Greg Phillips would have been sitting in my chair. Totally replaced me.
And I said something about, you know, the patriarchy will be here and have everything ready. And the building will be fine. The sewers will work. The roads will be paved. The machines will all be turned on. So that when, you know.
Look, two things.
The feminine gender decides to walk in and be independent and hear me roar.
Look.
We've got it all ready for you to roar.
Look, I anticipated this moment.
Did you?
I did. And so I have two thoughts for you, Scott Beeson.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The first is, I like to keep the show entertaining and
we
unpredictable.
We are infotainment.
And so I just kind of show up. Everybody's got to wait. When's Alan going to show up?
The anticipation is...
I mean, it's
hard
killer.
To overcome.
I know y'all are on pins and needles.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, Scott, it's kind of like where Amy Beth and I are in this culture war.
Yeah, but she's ahead. She has a partial man guard that we have, that I'm getting for her.
Well, okay. So that kind of goes along with my point. That if a man isn't going to do it, the women will step up.
Yeah,
like, we'll make it happen. But we really don't want to.
Hmm.
I'd rather just like... I
do
want to
make the coffee.
Well, no, you can do that. But this morning I got here and I was like, totally knew y'all had it under control. So I was like, I put on an extra layer of lipstick in the parking lot. And I just kind of
So you got
like,
here?
Yeah.
And we're still sitting out in the car?
Yeah, I just kind of reorganized my wallet.
Oh, God.
I love it. I mean, she trusts
such a girl thing.
You and, so, and kind
oh,
of me.
Don't be
this.
Trying to change it, yeah, Amy Beth Shaver.
The patriarchy has it all together. Why should I rush? I stopped and talked to Greg on the way in, said, hey. She's a friendly
so
girl.
So you knew you could depend on the patriarchy?
Yeah.
Well, that's a
but
step.
But then if
that's
you decide not to show up, I will be here and I will have
it.
Everything turned on. I will, Scott. I'm just getting really stink eyes.
Your abs is blowing up.
Y'all doubt me. I didn't scrap my way through life like not doing the things. Although, mm-hmm. Thank you for turning on the iPad for me. I would have forgotten.
oh that's
man.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, so,
I'm
here. I'm
glad you're here.
But
we're
I have to
so
leave
glad
early.
You're,
mm-hmm.
Is tomorrow the day?
You're leaving
your
early?
Day?
I'm thinking about leaving early.
No,
Claire,
no.
What's your day where that thing, when you're going to be out?
That's Thursday. Today, yeah, I'll be out Thursday too, by the way. But today I have a meeting in Montgomery.
Hmm. Really?
And so a school choice meeting.
Okay.
And so I've got to leave like 11:30, just a little early.
Yeah, I kind of need to do that. Too.
While we're doing the...
No, you're the patriarchy. You have
to
stay here.
You have to stay and make sure. Yes.
So, she has a meeting. Mm-hmm. You brought something up this morning that this kind of feels like the perfect time to give shout-outs because she's shouting out tomorrow she'll be at the meeting, right? Which is awesome because she's going to give us an update on what's happening with school choice. Could you please ask them why they've allocated so little money to homeschool?
Well, that is my role in this meeting is to talk about homeschoolers and fact that they are totally shunning us.
It's $4,500 a minimum. If you are going to get your supplies, even if you resell them, if you are going to do a complete curriculum, let's say from Alpha Omega, it is still going to be because you're paying for classroom teachers,
right?
You're paying for the resources and you're paying for the credit hours. And so you are literally talking, it was almost the same as we paid for private school. And so this is what brings me to my point is last Thursday night, I spoke at the gathering. And one of the things that we talked about was whoever wrote that amount for homeschool, $2,000 for homeschoolers, has no idea what they're talking about when it comes to homeschool.
Well, I'll say yesterday there was a Zoom call with some of us
around
the state.
I think it's $2,000 because like 10, 12 years ago, that's what we were talking about.
Well, I have the answer.
I think they're still in that same, hey, this old, yeah. We used to talk about it as $2,000.
So yesterday there was a Zoom call with Nick Moore from the governor's office and some of us from around the state. And mm-hmm. that question was asked, like, where did that $2,000 figure come from? Mm-hmm. And he said that the way they calculated that for the bill was they backed out, like that was the instructional cost for public school teachers. And they backed out like the fixed cost of the buildings and the transportation mm-hmm. and the things like that. And they got to $2,000. Well, I have never done it before. I knew it was more than $2,000, but I went mm-hmm. through all of our 2023-2024 for our child that's homeschooled. And it came to $4,769.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Mm-m. Yeah.
$4,500, and this was 4 years ago.
Because you're still like...
Same co-op
like
issue.
He does a co-op, and so you're still paying for a building. You're still paying for
teachers.
You're still paying
and
for
books.
And
that's the other thing I think people... don't understand that there is a spectrum of what homeschooling is. There is parent teaching child, but then it has grown and there's different setups. There's mm-hmm. different ways. It all falls under homeschooling. It falls under homeschooling because you're not at the public school or at the brick and mortar private school, but homeschooling can have professional teachers teaching the children, right. And they may have their own little classroom, and that's how it becomes more expensive very, very quickly
yep.
when you're actually paying. It's what I was talking about a few weeks ago. It's Fortnite Academy, which was what we were going to call jokingly
yeah.
if we had all our kids that we knew doing remote learning,
mm-hmm.
Virtual school that we did when Mac was in junior high and Merritt was in 10th grade, I think, 9th and 10th grade. But we would be able to have a proctor, a person could help each kid. And we had like 10 or 15 kids. And so we came up with the name Fortnite Academy because all the little boys were playing Fortnite all the time. But you have to pay for that person to be there. When you do that, you're no longer just teaching in your house, and the expense goes up.
Well,
and actually, that's probably a really good plan for socialization, and it's a good way to do it. So it makes quote-unquote homeschooling more expensive, and people don't realize that that's an option. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and I think when you're talking about high school or middle school even, you know, you can get the letter factory if you're trying to teach your kindergarten or first grader. That's that's a little different. But like Jeb is taking a forensic science class. He's taking a botany class. He's taking all these things that, I mean, algebra too, I guess I could teach it, but it wouldn't be good. So I think they still think homeschooling is like you go into the outhouse, you go to empty room.
You're in the dining room.
Well, how about this? When Will showed up, we were doing homeschooling then, but he was playing sports at the middle school, and I showed them his transcript. They're like, "You're doing school?"
Yeah, they were shocked.
So it was a whole opportunity to talk to them because they said everybody doesn't do that, but that's what they think versus what we know is real.
Right.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. They need to raise that $100 million, too. They just need to just do it. Just do it. You're going to take all the same grief. Do it. We'll be back.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
You asked, we listened. Froggy Bottom Materials is now offering full-service landscaping and irrigation installation. Do you need landscape renovations or new landscaping for your property? Tired of dragging water hoses all summer to water your lawn? We can help. Let us create your dream landscape and install an automatic sprinkler system. We can solve any drainage issue in your yard. No more dealing with the mud all winter. Call us at 334-215-3704. Schedule an appointment with our professionals. Froggy Bottom, where beauty and functionality are just a call away.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We got a special guest coming up, but oh, wait, what is this? Let's see. Can y'all hear it?
No, Scott.
No.
Is it just me?
Oh, dang it.
It sounds like Barney.
Y'all can't hear
it's
it?
It's alphabet Aww. Soup.
I don't know why it's not playing over
I'm
there.
I'm so disappointed.
It's okay. It's okay. It's the intro to the Letter Factory.
Do you need me to sit in that chair, Scott?
I may,
because the patriarchy is falling apart.
All the buttons are mashed, and the computer is not recognizing. But, you know, it's okay. The computer probably updated. But you can still buy the Letter Factory, by the way. I don't make any money off of it. I should, because I'm its biggest advocate. But you can buy it or rent it. So,
how early can you buy it?
Whatever time of the day you want.
Scott?
What? Age, 12:01
probably,
in the morning.
Probably,
Three?
I would say three or four. Yeah, because it's just a little story, and then the letters are in there, and, you know, they open the door to the G's, and the G's are in there working out. There's little letters, and they've got barbells.
I remember that we had this.
Y'all had that, yes.
We did Starfall. But I like Letter Factory better, and so I'm thinking of my little nugget.
She's got little frogs, and the dad is taking the little frog son to the
letter.
She would dig it.
Frog.
She'd rib it. Dig
cereal.
It. Yes, I like it.
Anybody remember that?
No,
frogs don't dig.
Do you not remember the cereal?
Dig
the frog.
The
thank
Sugar
you.
Smacks.
Thank
frog.
You.
Oh.
Anyway, carry on.
Ooh, those
were
terrible.
That was yours. You know, that's back when you and Sky were young. That was before.
You know what, Sky? I'll take it. I'll take it.
Before
that was a delicious cereal.
Time.
Okay.
Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Scott's only.
I only could have it at my Nana's house.
Coated sugar bombs.
Yep.
That's
pretty much.
They tasted like styrofoam covered in sugar.
But they were still.
That's what they were.
But did you? Yeah. Did you think Lucky Charms tasted that?
Oh okay. No, Lucky
After
Charms
we
are
talk
awesome.
To the senator,
okay.
We're going to have to quickly discuss cereal. Just
but
real quick.
Senator,
just
tell
real
us
quick.
If he likes Lucky Charms.
I bet he
that's
can. I bet he
good.
Can. I bet that he's so committed to health that he doesn't eat any of that.
And then one day I woke up and I heard them say, and they probably said it for 20 years, something about taste the colors of the rainbow or taste the rainbow. And I was like, oh.
Nope.
Don't.
Scott Beeson. Hey, you're like,
County.
I'm out.
No,
Scott,
I'm out.
I'm out.
No more Lucky Charms. I wondered why he was so smiley all the time.
Scott.
What?
We have a senator
on
the
sorry.
Phone.
Let's go to a senator and we'll be more proper. Senator Sam Gavan, welcome to the program, Senator. I hope you are well this morning.
I'm lovely, but Lucky Charms are terrible.
Okay, so what's your favorite cereal then?
Great nuts.
I don't really eat cereal anymore, but back when I was in college, I loved Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh, okay.
That's
a good cereal.
Yeah.
What was the... Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries were good.
Oh. No, who likes Crunch Berries?
Crunch Berries were awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Peanut butter cereal was always a winner.
There's like the Reese's.
No, it was the little yellow squares, and then it had the red balls in it. That was the Crunch Berries.
No, I'm talking about Senator Gavan. I don't know what you're the peanut butter.
Senator Gavan, Allison is so young, she doesn't remember
things. They banned or like just stopped making those before I was in elementary school.
Is that what it was?
I'm sorry for you.
Anyway.
Senator, we appreciate you being on, and we know you have a very important piece of legislation. We've talked about it on this show multiple times. It has to do with the state health officer, which is kind of, it hasn't lost momentum, but with people's attention span being so short and COVID now being over for multiple years, tell us how that's going. I'm hoping this is the year where we actually make some changes, where we have a state health officer who is at least accountable to elected officials.
Yeah, I think it's got some momentum still going. Unfortunately, gambling has sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room and has got us focused on that rather than, a lot of the other legislation that we were going to promote. And I think you're going to see this be a priority amongst the caucus, at least in the Senate side. Now, they're working the House of Representatives pretty hard with Alabama Department of Public Health to try to, chop my legs out from under me over there. I think they may be thinking it's probably a foregone conclusion in the Senate. They're just working on trying to stop it in the House.
Hey, but Senator, do those House members realize that you're a senator and you will remember them?
Well, I don't know that they worry too much about that, but they, any event, I do think that there is another course, and it may be that if we can get the right balance, we can get our, right mixture of, shall we say, tea and water and sweetener, whatever, and get the right mix between the combination of bills. There is a bill out there right now by Representative Shirey that basically codifies the rule that the Alabama Department of Health passed, that basically said they got to get the governor to sign off. And that sort of takes the place, probably does a better job of what I've got in the second half of my bill, which says that the governor has to sign off on without as much detail as the Mark's bill's got. But one thing that's been suggested to me, and I don't think, I think it's a possibility to get this done, is that we could put a time window on there still that says, hey, and we can argue about what the date is, right? 30 days to 45 days, 42 days, whatever. We can argue about that. But that, hey, even though the state health officer and the governor have agreed to extend to have an emergency that's statewide for X number of days, that once we get to that time period, that unless you get the legislative council, this is not in legislation today, but this has been suggested to me, and I kind of like the idea. Unless you get the legislative council, which can meet remotely, unless we authorize it, extension of it, I should say, it's over. And what I like about that is it's more people accountable, more politicians, if you will, accountable to the people that have to make that decision, and not just the governor and the state health officer. Okay, so that's one thing that's kind of floating around out there.
Yeah, that's an improvement. It really is. I would love it more if the whole legislature got to do it, but I understand the reasons why you would think just the council, though. That makes sense. Hey, we got to take a quick break, Senator. If you can you stick with us for at least one more segment? Senator Sam Gavan is with us. We're talking about the state health officer and kind of the evolution of that legislation and what they're thinking about doing to try to make sure one unelected person doesn't have so much power next time we face an emergency. We'll be back.
Smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. You gotta get a man. how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making. The Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and doc fee.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. We can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered. That might be the smartest thing I say today, and I didn't even say it on the air.
You need to say it with emphasis. Maybe we'll get there with Senator Gavan. We can
maybe
talk
so.
A little gambling.
We'll have a chance. Senator Gavan is our guest. He has the legislation that deals with the state health officer and was talking before the break about some of the different variations and some of the other checks and balances. Senator, it sounds like to me that some of those suggestions are real progress and that most of the people of Alabama want positions of power to definitely have checks and balances, and those checks and balances should be people like yourself who we can vote for or we can vote against. And I appreciate the work you're doing trying to make the state health officer that did so much damage, in my opinion, to the economy of the state of Alabama, especially those folks who literally lost their businesses. I think you're doing yeoman's work.
Well, thank you. One of the things that Senator Melson, who's honestly been sort of one of my hurdles in terms of my legislation, and he and I are trying to work together, and I'm thinking that we can get to the right recipe. One of the issues has been that the Medical Association of Alabama, MASA, basically controls the Department of Public Health. This is a group of doctors who are, I am certainly not their enemy. I am their opponent on this issue, but I tend to agree with them a lot of the time. But it's a problem because not all doctors belong to this association, and this association has a death grip on the, that's probably not a good word to use, but...
No, it's the right word. Well, my husband is a doctor, and they do have a grip on the state,
which may or may not be better.
And so, Dr. Melson, obviously, he thinks doctors know best, and that he's worried about the general premise of do no harm, and that the state of Alabama is essentially the patient, and the patients need a doctor. But what he would do in his bill, and I've not read it yet, but basically he wrests control away from MASA.
Okay.
They would still have some appointments, but they would only have like four. And then you'd have a group of specialties. I haven't seen this list, but let's say obstetricians and gynecologists would have one appointment. But that'd be their board. May or may not be a member of MASA. I mean, right now, if you look at the Board of Medical Examiners and the MASA board and the ADPH board, you see all these, okay, let's see how many Venn diagrams we can get going that people are in all three.
Right.
And so I think you have more bust up there. And so I feel like that is an improvement. And, I don't know what amendments they're going to come to try to kind of bust me back a little bit. I know the governor still doesn't want this to take effect during her watch, unless there's a new, new state health officer during her watch. And
ask you why? Like, why is that? Why would she be against this?
I just know she just doesn't want to deal with it. And I took that out last time. But I pre-negotiated that out, and I pre-negotiated out a number of things. And I just felt like that I didn't want to go down that path again. So I went with a more base bill, more aggressive stance, and, we've got to make some changes on the floor or in committee, then we'll make changes on the floor and committee. But I didn't want to just concede a lot of, what I thought was a lot of ground and good faith, and then, then get handled the way it was handled.
So do you feel like you have the support, obviously, in the Senate, it sounds like, people need to contact.
I think the governor will sign it.
Okay.
You could always give it to the lieutenant governor if she doesn't want the power. Give the lieutenant governor the check and see how that goes. I bet they'll want it then.
Good idea, Scott.
He's elected by the whole state, Senator, and she said she didn't want it.
Well, we did give some power to the lieutenant governor that was a little bit different in the apportioning some of the school funds this past year. So that was a different little page that we did. But I don't think we need to give up on letting the senators and House members know about this. I think it's SB 74. I'm going to speak tomorrow. The brief little respite I've got between committee meetings through the Alabama Federation of Republican Women, and they want me to speak about this bill. There's a lot of people in the grassroots that are really interested in this, and they want to see it passed. It is a priority. A resolution was passed by the Alabama GOP at our winter meeting. It's a priority of the party, and I think a lot of our grassroots organizations, it's a priority for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think people in Alabama are just people. It's human nature. We have short-term memory, and our memories don't remember how bad it was and how just a few people had all of the control to tell us what we could and couldn't do back in 2020, 2021. So I'm with you. It is very much a grassroots, like the people of Alabama have been asking for this and it keeps getting shut down. Unlike, I have never sat down at a dinner table and had someone tell me that they wish there were more casinos in Alabama. That has never been a conversation. So tell us, we've got a few more minutes before we have to go to break. What is happening over in the Senate with the gambling bill? Is it just mass chaos? What do you think is going to come out of this?
Well, it depends on who you believe. There are people that are trying to assert that there are the votes to pass it right now. Now, I'm not saying they can't get there with changes.
The version that the House passed, you think will not pass? That bill will not pass clean
I don't think there's any way it can pass the way it is now. That's the thing, it's garbage in, garbage out. Okay, so if I'm getting garbage in, then I'm giving garbage out. But the people I've talked to, the people I've looked in the eye, and with I guess a few people that I've heard hearsay and that I trust where they stand, I can't get this where they think they have the votes to pass it the way it is now. I just don't get it. Somebody is misconstruing, because I just don't think that many senators are lying. I think you know, people hear what they want to hear. I hear what I want to hear sometimes, but I think it's been pretty clear about how they've articulated. And I think I've talked about as many as any senators have, with the exception of our whip, Senator Chambliss. So,
well, there are a few senators that are firmly on both sides. Do you think that's kind of what's going on? Do you think maybe they talk to one person and they're saying yes, and another person they're saying no? And I mean, I'm kind of for it because I hate this gambling bill. It needs to be killed. It's just a bad bill. So if you can insert some chaos and confusion, I'm actually here for it, but eventually the Senate's going to have to deal with it, and I'm just curious what you think will come out. Of course, you can't even say that.
Well, we'll know more after caucus today, but there are people out there that are pushing for a different angle that is getting some support from people that would not ever support the legislation that came out of the House. I don't know whether, you know, we can get that right formula that gets 21 votes in the Senate.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't get there.
Senator, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you for your time and what you do. And just look on the bright side. Alabama is doing so well that the most important thing we have to do is figure out if we can get casinos. Look, everything's good.
First world problem.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
He's like, no.
Have a great day.
We appreciate you, Sam. Have a great day.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
I'm Greg Albright. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Albright, into Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Albright, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Albright, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Albright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Albright for Congress.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
so much to coordinate.
Your hand's going to be hurting. You were tapping that hand the whole
time.
Head shaking a little bit. But now that I
have to point, my point is clapping. It's like up and down.
It's just kind of spastic. Can you say that word?
Yeah. No, you can't.
That's a bad word now, too.
That's a bad word.
Spastic is a bad word. Oh, my gosh. If I'm talking about Allison, it's a bad word?
No. Okay. I'm not offended.
Or me. Okay. I'm not offended.
It's kind of spastic.
Did y'all see Shane Gillis on SNL?
I fell asleep, but I saw...
Oh, my... It is the fun, like I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in forever. Remember, he's the one that got fired. Did you watch it, Sky?
I missed it, too.
Okay. He's the one that got fired, yep, like 5 years ago for saying some racist, hateful things, apparently. And I don't even know. I didn't see what happened.
If a comedian says it, does it count as that he said something terrible?
Only if you're the wrong kind of comedian.
Oh, I got
There
you.
Are qualifiers on that.
Oh, okay.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
In his opening monologue, so they brought him back, and he says some things that...
When did he say?
I did see in the opening.
Yes. He says retarded.
What?
Okay.
He says
as long as you
gay,
say that to your friends when they're acting that
he
way.
He says like some of the things...
Gay
like,
is okay.
Like the audience... Well, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying...
Like, that is so gay. Can you say that?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, see? That's a new word. It's back in vogue.
His sister's... Nobody in the audience knew what to do because his sister's daughter has Down syndrome.
Okay.
That part was hilarious.
And he starts talking about how he got nicked by the Down syndrome.
What?
It's so funny. He's like cussing this
he
part.
He said everybody's like, you really look like your niece. You know, like the Down syndrome gene kind of nicked him, you know. And the audience doesn't know what to do.
I mean,
like,
really? They're silent.
Really?
But... Anyway, I don't know why. Oh, you said spaz. His monologue was everything you shouldn't say. And I can't believe the left let him say all those things. And then he has this Trump skit.
It was so funny. And then I fell asleep after that.
He gets the gold shoes, the Trump gold shoes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and he starts acting like Trump. And
he does.
Y'all need to look it up. It's so funny.
Trump impression.
Is that good?
Spot on.
Yeah.
Better than the SNL guys, I just hope the
comedy comes back. I mean, look, I get it. I think if a comedian's being mean, there's a difference in saying something that's funny and being mean-spirited.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of things to harass somebody about or whatever. I just think there's a difference. And somewhere along the lines, we just lost our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And... just about ruined comedy and just about ruined all sorts of things. So I think it's probably good that
he follows up after talking about his niece about that that she is everybody's favorite in the family and she
absolutely,
and everybody loves her and she's by far the happiest, sweetest one of them all, you know. And so
they're
it
the best people.
Yes,
that's what he said.
And yeah, anyway, y'all need to look it up. And
I'm not sure that they're not superior to all of us Grammy greedy, worried about everything. Oh, we're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a cousin who has Down syndrome who is exactly what he said. Best person in the family, loves everybody, lightens up a room, and our worldview should be more like his. Thankful for everything.
How old is he?
God, he's only like 3 years younger than me, so he's 42, 41.
That's awesome.
Liar.
Oh, wait.
So did he...
The family
opened a coffee shop that is run by people with Downs, and he mm-hmm. talked about that, and that was funny mm-hmm. because he said, they're the same as us. They go, oh, I hate my job so much. Mm-hmm. And he was just going on. But I thought he was very funny.
Yeah. He was good.
Perhaps the first couple minutes, I was like, And then he got rolling.
He seemed really nervous.
And then he got rolling, and... I was like, oh, he's funny.
Well, everybody on Twitter is like, comedy is back.
Really?
Yes. They're
because
like Scott Beeson.
Comedians tell the truth about culture, right?
Right.
And
that's what the left didn't want. They don't like making fun of the stereotypes
right.
of anybody. Well, the stereotypes are there for a reason.
Right.
Because certain people did certain things a bunch of times.
Mm.
And that's what people think. And they don't like that. So maybe we are turning the corner. A lot of stuff to do. First hour down of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back on the other side.